Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Oh.
What? Dang.
I know. It's been that long where you don't even hype it after the intro.
Is this Ramblings?
It says Ramblings, nice. Yes. Ramblings. I haven't done any one of these in...
since we did the We're Back one.
We're Back. When was that? That seems like a long time ago that we were back.
And we are back. And we've been super, incredibly, awesomely busy.
Yeah, crazy busy. So what's going on?
Well, we are the official podcast of The Lounge at the End of the Universe in Boise, Idaho.
Awesome.
And so we're getting a ton of very cool comedian guests. Yeah. That we've had in the studio. We've also gone to the lounge and podcast there. We've done the last two were Zoom podcasts with Corey Michaelis and Grant Lyon. Two very cool people, and we hope you listen to those, or you can also view them on YouTubes, on the YouTubes.
Listen on your favorite audio platform or watch it on YouTube.
Yes.
Just search Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
That's right. And then remember to click that little subscribe button, ring the bell, whatever it is. That helps us a ton. And speaking of the help you've been giving us, we are so grateful because we have had a huge jump in our audio listeners.
Yes, big time.
It's amazing and fantastic.
Definitely noticeable.
Exciting. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners now in Ireland.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Still
growing in India.
Yeah, India's
so
booming.
Hello, Ireland. Hello, India.
I think Germany may have popped up on there. So it's very exciting. We're expanding. We're growing. People are hearing about Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
Yeah.
Way over there.
Loving it.
And here we are in Nampa, Idaho. So that's just, super cool.
Yeah.
Love it. So... we've got that going. We also, if you're listening locally, we have a giant 100th episode party/slash podcast coming up November 12th, 7 p.m. at the Lounge at the End of the Universe in Boise, Idaho.
2417 West Bank Drive.
Yes, we're heading there in a few.
83705.
Yeah.
So if you can come November 12th, everyone's invited.
What shall they expect?
What you're going to get is an awesome show with four comedians.
That have all been on the podcast. The host has been on the podcast.
Yep.
She's also a comedian.
Four comedians performing, clip shows, going to be food and drinks.
Giveaways. Probably going to give away some
bags.
Studio time. Oh, yeah, grab bags with all of your favorite Toasted Marshmallow merch.
Yeah, we will be giving away some type of a studio time or editing or production type of deal.
Yeah, that'll be good for maybe a year or so. Anyway, we're going to iron that out, but that's in about less than 3 weeks. Yeah. So we are pulling it all together.
Yeah.
There's going to be a photographer
Not
there.
Not a photographer.
Chris has been getting on me that
Not
I
a
say.
Photographer. A lot of people say photographer.
I think it's because, I don't know why.
I would say it's more like a pho.
Photographer?
Photographer.
But it's spelled P-H-O.
Oh.
Photographer.
Well, like pho, the food is P-H-O, pronounced pho.
Oh. Well, photographer. Anyway, Jet Lag Media is going to be there.
Cool.
Taking pictures of us. We will be on stage, which is a little nerve-wracking. We're going to be sitting up there. We'll take photos of the comedians and of the audience, because we're going to have people in the audience that have been on the podcast, as well as anybody else that would
guests,
love to attend.
Listeners, friends,
bring your friends, bring family, bring anybody that has never been to the lounge, because you must experience it.
Mm-hmm. Lounge at the End of the Universe. We're going to be there. What else we got on the agenda?
Tonight we're going to the Pun Slam. If you haven't tried that out, it's very fun. That's at the lounge as well. It's $7 to get in if you get your tickets early online and 10 at the door.
Yeah, and the next one after this is the finals.
Yeah.
Where all the winners from the previous Pun Slam come up and they compete for $1,000.
Yeah. I thought they were trying to get Matthew Broussard back.
They are trying that, yes.
And Matthew Broussard was on our podcast.
Yeah, at the Idaho Comedy Festival. Yes.
He's an actor. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He's into puns. If you follow him on Instagram, he's at Monday Punday.
Monday Punday.
Trying to bring him back because he won at the Idaho Comedy Fest, I believe. The pun off.
Wait, is it the November 19th? Is that the finals?
No.
Oh, it's in December.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two more left this year. There's the one November 19th, Idaho Pun Slam, and another one, which I believe is the finals in December.
Okay.
And I don't know the date on that.
Oh, 18th.
Oh, December 18th. Yeah.
Yeah. We have something hanging on the wall that actually said it.
Yeah. So that helps.
Yeah. Anyway, and we've been, our studio, bless you.
Thank you.
Our studio is taking off.
Yeah.
We are renting out the space and we have a price list we can send you if you're local. If you're not local, we can also do the editing if you were going to send us your audio.
Yeah, we can do the straight editing. We can do the publishing too if you want to give us access to that. But if you're far from us and you just need your file edited, you know, noise reduction, compression, and making it just sound good, you can send that file on over to us. We'll edit it up and make it sound good and send it back to you, and then you can publish it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We've pimped out the studio. We have very cool lights. We should do a video of the studio.
Yeah, we need to. I've started them in the past and never finished them.
Yeah. Oh, and the biggest news of all, Chris Adams.
Oh, shit, I almost forgot.
He has two more days working at his, quote, real job.
Yeah.
Until.
Quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going full-time podcasting.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. These are goals and dreams that we've had.
Yeah. It's awesome. I can't wait. Two more days.
Yeah.
If I could quit now, I would, but you know.
He gave us 2 weeks. He's a good employee. They're so sad that he's leaving. They're doing a potluck on Monday.
Yep. Lots of crying at it.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. A lot of giant tears.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's an exciting, are you scared? I was going to say exciting, scary leap.
Nervous, you know,
it kinda is feels.
A leap of faith
yep.
I'm taking, but I feel it's time and I'm ready and, yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I still will be cleaning houses.
Yeah.
For a living, which I've done since 1993. And the goal there also is to let Wendy be a full-time podcaster.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, so I know it'll happen. It just takes time. And we're so grateful for all of you for listening and telling your friends, sharing our story. Oh, and Love You, Mom, that's been out for this is the fourth week. It has really taken off as well.
Yeah, Love You, Mom, and Alzheimer's Story.
That podcast you can find on
Everywhere pretty much now. Yeah, episodes 1 through 4, and they'll keep coming out each week.
That's a sadder version of Toasted Marshmallow.
Yeah, if you like stories.
It's a good story, I believe.
It's a good story. Yeah, it is a bit sad.
It involves me and Chris and my mom and my stepdad, and it's all true. And I left out some things so that people aren't tracking where my mom is.
Yeah, true.
But other than that, it's true. And so we have some other stories in the works because we're going to, in addition to our continuing to talk to entertainers and comedians, we are going to start doing 1 hour podcasts.
Yeah, stories.
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 Yep. So in 1 hour, we'll take you through a whole story. And I think it's going to be really interesting and fun to listen to. And the stories will be different. Probably be interviewing people for those stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a different kind of format and I think a really fun one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Definitely. All right. What else we got?
We had people over last night, friends from Alaska.
Yep.
That was fun. Oh, we tested Tucker, our new Toasted Marshmallow Adventures mascot. Because we've only had him for about a month and we knew that Duchess was fantastic with people, but Tucker came with reviews that we should be wary around other animals and children. And
yeah.
So last night we had about 8 people coming over, and we weren't sure how it would go. So we let him outside, brought him outside on a leash when everybody showed up. And he pulled towards them.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to say hi, actually, because I then just walked him over and he was
wiggly
super
butt.
Happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then they were all in the house, and he was fine, off
leash.
Yeah,
he was loving it, really. It seemed they like said all these people are here for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Several people thought you could be injured by his tail wagging. It's quite fast.
Pretty aggressive tail wagging when he's happy.
He's lying right here in the studio now as we speak.
Yep.
I want to get a Tucker cam
for YouTube stuff.
Yeah, stick that on his head or something, and we get a visual of what he's always seeing.
Yeah,
there he is. You might be able to hear his tail when he hits
tail,
something.
Yeah.
There it is. Can you hear
tail.
That?
Oh yeah,
Tucker tail. Is it registering?
Yeah, it's coming.
Good job, buddy.
I'll hear it.
Such a happy boy. So anyway, I think this wasn't going to be a long podcast.
Short one, just kind of update what we're doing. We haven't done ramblings in so long.
Yeah, just touch base.
Just a few updates.
Thank you, guys.
We're food growing. In the oven. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
We're making, first time, making homemade dog food.
Yeah.
First time we've done it for any dog, but yeah, we're doing it for Tucker, homemade dog food. Pretty easy to make. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple ingredients and
Explain
dogs,
it.
So you can't put any seasonings or anything like that. Yeah. So there's no measuring. Really.
No. It's cut up.
It's chicken, apples, zucchini, peas, and carrots cut up, a little mashed on the vegetables, and you bake it for 35 minutes at 340, and they're supposed to love it. It's supposed to be nutritious and delicious.
And we're doing this because, we've always wanted to with a dog, but also Tucker has intestinal problems.
Yeah, and some
skin
stuff.
Issues,
so we want to keep his skin and coat good and keep him pooping right.
And he hated the food that he came from the shelter with.
Did not like
No, that. We were having to add stuff to it, and he'd still only eat the good stuff out and turn away. So
yeah,
and he really doesn't have much fat on him to not eat.
No,
for
he's lean.
A day or two. Yeah, he's lean, under the table right now.
Loving machine.
Yeah. So on that note, thank you guys so much.
Yes,
we're
thank
so
you.
Grateful
for your support. We're like Bartles and James. Remember their old commercials? We thank you for your support.
Oh, I do. Yeah. God, that's going way back.
Yeah, 80s.
Anyway, tell your friends. If you like Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast, please tell friends, family.
And if you're in the area, come to our party November 12th
on
Boise, Idaho at the lounge at the end of the
universe. Was that Boise or Boise?
I heard Boise. I'm not a native.
So you can say it wrong?
I can say Boise. Anyways, 7 p.m. start time, lounge at the end of the universe, Boise, Idaho, 24/17 West Bank Drive.
Expect good food, cake, fun.
All that. And us.
And us. Yep, we'll be there.
Yep. All right.
Do you remember how to do this?
I do.
Okay.
I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Bozier. # get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Boom. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everything you do. We appreciate you.
Yeah.